أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربكم الذي يسجي لكم الفلك في البحر لتبتغوا من فضله إنه كان بكم رحيما وإذا مسكم الضر في البحر ضل من تدعون إلا إياه فلما نجاكم إلى البر أعرضتم وكان الإنسان كفورا صدق الله العظيم. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the refusal of shaitan. He is questioning the authority of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and of course his desire to lay man astray from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here in this ayah, from ayah number 66-67, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about one ni'mat of Allah, and in the light of the ni'mat of Allah, does man feel so secure that Allah ta'ala will never ever punish him? Hence Allah says, رَبُّكُمُ الَّذِي يُزْجِي لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ فِي الْبَحْرِ. It is your Rabb, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who causes the sailing vessels, the sea vessels, the ships, the boats, whatever it may be, to sail in the sea. And this was, and this is, and will always be a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. We discussed in Surah Hud that this ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was directly brought about by Allah when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala commanded Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu was salam to build the ark by bi'ayunina wa wahyina, in front of the eyes of Allah. In other words, Allah Ta'ala inspired him, Allah Ta'ala showed him, Allah sent wahi, Allah sent Jibrail alayhi salatu was salam to direct him, to supervise, and all the finer points of the building of the ark. Is this not a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Perhaps if that wouldn't have happened, man would have never ever sailed on sea. But this is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's way of Allah's ni'mat. And Allah says, لِتَبْتَهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ, so that you may search and you may seek the bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you look at it in reality, the bounty of Allah is the sustenance of man. More than human beings that travel on sea, it is goods, it is commodities that are imported and exported from one continent to the other, from one place to the other, and hence in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows this great ni'mat of Allah, innahu kana bikum rahima, and certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most kind to you, O insan. Now with regards to the dangers of the sea, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ, when an affliction befalls you on sea, you are traveling on the sea and some affliction, whatever it may be, either storms, high seas, whatever it may be, and now man needs to seek help. But who is there to help someone? Here on the land, there may be some human beings, but there in the sea, these vessels sometimes are traveling all alone, and there is this difficulty that comes upon the people. ضَلَّ مَن تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّا. Man needs to call someone. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that those gods that you call, leaving Allah ta'ala, is lost to you. You can't find your Lat, your Manat, your Uzza, and all those gods. Where are you going to find them from now? They are at home. You are in the middle of the ocean. And how are you going to call them for help? فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ أَعْرَضْتُمْ. Then sometimes Allah Ta'ala in other ayats, they are forced to turn to Allah and they are forced to call Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala emancipates you, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings you safely to the shore, فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ أَعْرَضْتُمْ, then you turn away from that Allah that saved you, that Allah Ta'ala that rescued you, when there was absolutely nobody else. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, an insan is most unappreciative. Insan is most ungrateful to Allah. One is to be ungrateful to Allah for the ni'mats that Allah had given you. One is you called upon Allah, Allah help you, and so quickly you forget Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and now you feel that you were a steward. Now you feel you the architect of your life. Now you feel that you came out of your problems because you were able to solve it. And we carry on about how we had put structures, etc. But we forget all of this happens through the Qudrat, the power, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's kindness upon us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. صلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.